This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are you talking to yourself or is this from some
Godfather
movie I've never seen? Oh, okay. Sorry.
Have you seen The Godfather,
yeah,
I hope?
Once or twice.
It's Mike Shope.
I did not see it until my 30s, but then I became obsessed with it.
And the Bulldog.
I've never been obsessed with it, so I don't know it well enough to have picked up on that.
I did not care for The Godfather.
What?
Did not care for The Godfather.
I don't think it's a movie where it's like, oh, it's good. Godfather, yeah, I saw that. It was good. It was good. The Godfather, I saw that. I liked it. Like that's just sort of, you didn't really see it.
I'm not in the way of it being an all-time great. I never got obsessed with it.
Explain yourself. What didn't you like about it?
It insists upon itself.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
It's not personal. It's strictly business.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
There it is, right there in a sound. How about some NFL schedule speculation? Can I talk anybody into that? What would you like to see play?
I'm even in a cranky mood about football right now because of the Eagles. What are you doing to the Eagles? I got a running back that wants a new contract. I don't need you giving Saquon Barkley. You just gave him a big contract last year. Why do you got to muck this up for me, Philadelphia?
Big I love
Dom
it.
Is probably behind it. Big Dom. Let's give Saquon some more money. Jerk.
I love it. By the way, so Friday I'll be in Philadelphia, and I just happened to notice there was a card show. I think this has happened before. Like, this is the weekend I go, and this is maybe the weekend of this Philly card show. And I just looked at the names. Hurts, Sirianni, like all half the Eagles roster seems to be, like, booked for this card show. And Big Dom.
What? It stopped. You said, say Sirianni again.
Sirianni. Oh,
it didn't work.
Okay.
My iPad does this. When you say Siri, it gets this sort of like rainbow. There it is. Rainbow glow around here. I'll show the
You said it this time.
I said it. And when you said Sirianni that time, my iPad was like, what do you want?
can I have something?
Let me shut that down.
What do I want? Anyway, Big Dom is on the list.
Of course he is.
He signs.
As he should. I mean, he's a star. He's in every camera shot. He's everywhere, Big Dom.
I love the Eagles thing. May I just quickly make sure I keep this quick, compare it to something I did in a fantasy league? So Howie Roseman, he's supposed to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
And like the smart cap people are like, this is nothing. It's always about 2029 for Philadelphia. Right. Void years at the end.
Yep.
They're trolling the Giants, maybe. Like, it doesn't matter. They're rewarding him. It's not a problem in any way that they did it. What it also is what you're saying, I think, what you're implying, is how it resets the market.
Yeah, I did not need that right now.
I'm in a league where I hope this makes sense. By position, the highest waiver bid of the previous season on a position becomes the franchise tag amount for the next year.
Okay.
We have contracts and franchise tags. So if somebody, if you have 1,000 fake dollars, if you bid $500 fake dollars on a waiver running back, you know, somebody, there's an injury, Jordan Mason or somebody last year because McCaffrey doesn't play. You bid like half or more of your budget on a guy. The high number from the season, the high bid, is next year's cap number for running backs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 1 year, I had all this money. I had a dream season. Nobody got hurt. Didn't really need to use waivers. I was good. And I had all this money left. And I just spent it all the last week on just a guy.
You loaded up at the trade deadline.
To
basically
make the cap number, because I knew I wouldn't have a problem.
Right.
So I just made it everybody else's problem. If you wanted to franchise a running back the next year, it was going to cost you like $800.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to cost you almost all of your money. That's what the Eagles did.
That's what the Eagles did today. Yes. So, yeah, I mean, why would I? I'm not worried about their cap. I'm not worried about how they're going to make it all work. I'm not worried about the cash flow of their ownership, which apparently is endless. Good for them. I just know I left home. It's one of these things where, you know, we're probably very similar in this way throughout the day. Like we're looking for a long bike ride. You know, watch some terrible TV while you're riding a stationary bike in your basement, and then, you know, I'm scrolling. Like, oh, Davante Adams. Oh, Alan Lazard. Ha ha, that's funny. Trade, sure. And then I leave for work and I get here and the first thing I see is James Cook with the eyeball emojis on the Saquon Barkley. So I'm like, no, come on.
It took him no time.
No, he's right there.
Like, right there.
That was where I saw the news. I didn't even see I log in here at work and up pops James Cook. Like, ooh.
You
like,
saw it through Cook.
Googly eyes.
You saw it through Cook's eyes.
Yes.
There it is.
Which if I were him, I'd also be making googly eyes at that. That would be great. For him, as, I don't know, it's great for me or the Bills, really.
It's going to be fine. The Eagles are the Kings. The Bills are up there. The Bills have consistently managed to avoid any sort of contract distractions, you know, at least that we know about. And they've had a very smooth trip these last few years, which is to their credit. And I don't think this will be any different. I guess who knows? Who knows how, like, serious Cook is about all this, or the Bills? And just like, I mean, it's almost not even worth saying, but like, say the guy doesn't really want to play ball anymore. Oh, $20 million. I upped it. There. Eyeballs. It's whatever. That's not the case. But we don't know. I just think there will be a 3 or so year deal for Cook. Maybe 4. Would that be so bad? And it doesn't top Barkley, but it might get to like half or a little better. I mean, it did go up today.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Like, if we were prepared to, and if he was prepared to, like, you know, 15, I just really would like 10 and a half or 11, you know, whatever. Whatever he's prepared to live with, if that's what he's really doing here. That changed to me. Like, if I'm him, I'm now thinking, like, if I was already of that mind to, like, try to get my piece of the pie now, this is my chance. It's going to be my one chance here. It's my second contract. I'm a running back. I know my brother's been – I know the lay of the land. And I'm not disrespecting him trying to get what he can get while he can get it. It's just not – it's not healthy for a football team. I'm trying to fill holes. I need pass rush, and I need whatever I need. And I don't know if it was going to cost 10 and now it's going to cost 12. That's not ideal for me. That's all I'm saying. I mean, it's a pretty obvious point that I need to be clarified.
But it's not a big difference.
No, but it's already – we all love him, well, to varying degrees. You're fine.
I like him.
Fans like him. Fans love him. He's awesome. He's been making $5 million. So – get ready for as soon as he fumbles one time making $12 million, that he's the Antichrist, because that's how it works. So like the joyride sort of stops to an extent, because your mistakes, now you got to live up to that, and boy, you better.
He had one fumble lost, or just one fumble period.
No, he did a great job hanging on to the ball this year.
And they recovered all their fumbles. He had 4 the year before. It was going to happen. I don't know what the numbers will be, but it'll be a big raise. And you're talking about public perception that could change. It makes sense. You know, he ran for 1,009 yards on a team that scored all the points. 16 touchdowns. What next year will be about the same? Only 7 touchdowns. Yep. The touchdown regression will come. The year before, he scored 2.
Right. I wonder what... can you find quickly, this is something I could have asked you in a break, but I didn't know it was actually going to come up. Like, what percentage of snaps did Barkley play for the Eagles last year?
Oh.
Because, like, if I'm the Bills and I want to try to, like, look, I want this player, I value this player, and I'm saying that as me, Chris Parker, radio guy, and as the Bills right now. Like, I like you, I value you, I see your importance. I don't have, I'm not loaded with offensive, explosive players. So you're important, you matter, but I'm also going to try to make this as good as I can for me, and something I think I would want to be armed with is, well, you played 51% of the snaps, and Barkley plays 74% of the snaps. That's a pretty big difference.
Well, then why don't you just play me more?
Are you? Is James Cook physically prepared?
I don't know why they don't do it.
Yeah.
I would say if I were James Cook, that would be my retort. It's up to you how many snaps I play, not me.
Well, they're asking for...
I'm not begging off the field.
I think they're asking for trouble if they start doing that, because he is not Saquon Barkley. Like, physically, he's just not. So, they've used him, I think, maybe exactly optimally used him these past 2 years. I wouldn't want to change that. And does the contract come with that, too? Like, do I not need Ty Johnson anymore because James Cook is making $10-plus million a year? I don't know. I liked everyone having a role, and so I don't know. But the snap count thing would be a thing for me as you're trying, because that doesn't make it a direct comparison.
I like that Scott Barrett, friend of mine, he's been on the show a few times, brought up Derrick Henry today about Barkley. Like, he basically said, did we all just forget that Henry was kind of more efficient and almost as productive, prolific? Couldn't decide for a half second there which I wanted. I'm just trying not to say Siri again. 1,921 yards.
You're okay.
For Henry.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, played 57% of the snaps for Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Passing downs, he comes off, you know, when they're trailing, which wasn't often. He comes off, but yeah. Okay, well, opinions are welcome. I don't feel like the Bills are really headed for a problem there. Worst case scenario is what? Worst case scenario is he doesn't show. The Bills won't flinch on the dollars. They make to their eyes the best offer, and Cook says no, and he doesn't come in. Guess what? The team will be exactly as good. Whether it's Ty Johnson, Ray Davis, there'll be somebody else, there'll probably be a draft, or there could be a draft pick. The team will be exactly as good. Boy, I'm saying it twice, mm-hmm. and I want to say almost exactly as good.
Yeah, because
Pretty much as good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a lot to assume until I see what they do with the rest of the passing game. He made big. He was not just like a serviceable. I mean, he made plays this year. Like, he ran away from people. He did things that I didn't see coming. I didn't think he had that in his tool set. I don't know. I guess a part of this is to me buying high, which is what you're doing. Like, I it's risky. He wants what he wants. He knows the time is right, and so he's pushing it. And again, I don't begrudge him that at all. I just, if the Bills wanted to put it off, I would respect it. Because you are absolutely signing him off of, if he had the reverse happen, he had 16 touchdowns season before, and this year had two, is he tweeting $15 million?
No.
Of course not. And the Bills are probably like, hey, when are you going to come talk to us about a contract? Because we'd love to do something with you off of your two-touchdown year. So I'm just not assuming he's going to be even a 10-touchdown-a-year guy.
No.
And that's the problem with buying him right now if you're the Bills. And they do not have to. So I don't know how this will go. You've said it. I've said it. They've had a very smooth ride here for the entirety of Allen's career here. As far as we know it, there has been very little turbulence in this way. Jordan Poyer is really it. We were worried Milano was going to leave, but that didn't get past free agency.
What even was Poyer? Like a week of drama?
Yeah, like, hey, he's going to go out and see what's out there.
And he didn't
come into camp that one year.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking
of. Right, it was, but it wasn't I think you always just thought he'll be here eventually.
And which then, he was.
Which he was, right? So anyway, they've had none of that, and they could choose to create that if they just don't want to get there. And I would respect that, too. Like, again, I appreciate where he's at. He should try to get what he can because running backs do get just sort of run over and forgotten in this sport. But if I'm the Bills and I've got another year of his contract and the franchise tag at my disposal if I want it, which for 1 year, yes, is a big number, and it's only going up with Barkley getting this contract, but it's still not making a long-term, you know, commitment in the teens of millions of dollars.
Cook doesn't show. You have a collection of running backs that include Davis and Johnson, say, and somebody new. And they throw the ball more. I'm fine.
Imagine that.
I mean, 16 touchdowns, he did run away from people. And he made some good plays. I'm definitely not saying he didn't. Those would have been scoring drives, too. They just would have taken longer. Because you have Allen on the team, and he would have thrown passes, and hopefully there'd be somebody good that can catch the ball. That's not a given. Somebody new that's good that can catch the ball is not a given. And if it's not already redundant, this point that I've just leaned on for now more than a year, that their actions starting late in the 23 season told you what was coming, which was a more run-oriented team. And Cook benefited from that. The line was very good and stayed healthy, and he benefited from that. And was this a season that would have you think that that will shift? No. Like, it worked. It just worked fully. So they're going to want to do it again, and that's part of maybe Cook's leverage, is because they should, logically, they would think that they probably need him.
He'll never look like he matters more.
There it is. That's right.
I can't imagine him looking like he'll matter more at any point in his career to them than he looks like he matters right now. I think it's interesting to, we'll see, you know, free agency is a week away or a week from tomorrow, right? The tampering is Monday. Ty Johnson is out there. I'd like to see him back on a, you know, somewhat modest deal. I don't need his boats being lifted up by the Saquon Barkley news. I hope he just wear the same number.
Where are his eyeballs?
But I wonder, boy, if they were to draft running back rich draft, right?
Yep.
They have Davis. They have Johnson. You would not have, I don't think, I wouldn't anyway. You can do what you want out there. Maybe you want to draft a running back every year, so you can always just assembly line them. I wouldn't count running back as a need for this team at all if Cook is here. If they want to respond to the message sending that Cook is doing, I mean, they got to wait a while. It's a month away, or almost 2 months away, but draft a running back in the fourth round in a running back rich draft, which might even equate to like same talent level where you got all your other running backs. Well, Davis for sure. That would maybe get some attention.
Adam Schefter reports that Josh Allen has signed a deal to launch a new media company.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just seeing it now.
Yeah, I've got some details on that if you want. I've got a quote from the head of Skydance Sports.
Imagine if he said the opposite. All right, go ahead.
Josh has quickly made a name for himself as one of the most exciting and skilled players in the NFL, said Jason Reed, head of Skydance Sports.
True.
Not only is he a uniquely talented player, he's an amazing human being. His vision, determination, and creativity make him a force off the field as well as on, and we are thrilled to be partnering with him as he builds his business outside of the game.
All right, let's go. And it'll be headquartered in Buffalo. No, no way. He will not be headquartered in Buffalo, New York. It will not be a local. Well, we'll see. Let's give it time. Maybe we'll we will find out.
This report, if it matters, comes from something called the Hollywood Reporter. So I don't know if that means
Schefter has it. Company.
Yeah. Well, the original thing I saw was Alex Werpen.
That's Werpen. Where he is now?
Alex, yeah. Your buddy Alex.
He's over there?
Yeah.
At the what? The Hollywood Reporter.
The Hollywood Reporter.
It's a famous publication.
Yeah. They specialize in scripted, unscripted, and branded content. Or excuse me, that's what they're going to be developing with Alan.
Yes.
So, yeah. You want Alan's quote?
The Hollywood Reporter specializes in scripted.
You want Alan's quote on all this, or should we just leave
it? In reporting.
I'm sorry.
I do.
Okay.
Go ahead. I don't know if how much more I'm going to have to say about it. So
I'm excited to partner with a world-class organization like Skydance Sports to further my creative ambitions through storytelling, Alan said. Utilizing my platform to do good and be good is very important to me, and Skydance is an excellent partner who can help me achieve this goal through the creation of compelling content that aims to inspire.
Do good, be good. There it is.
There you go.
Part of the brand. Well, good for Josh Allen. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, 803-0550. That's not talking about the Sabres right there.
That was 25 minutes of not talking about the Sabres.
We will do more of that.
I was yelling about Big Dom for a little while.
Big Dom. Maybe I'll go get an autograph personalized to you.
That would be really nice.
Will he have the longest line at the show?
If you can get that and then I can get it tattooed on my bicep, that would be awesome.
No promises. Sabres and Sharks, pregame at 6 here on WGR.